This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy still not convinced computers are here to stay, Pete Chwaba.
Let's light it up. Let's do this. I'm already done kidding around. You ready, Conrad?
Oh, yeah.
It's on. We're doing this show. I had my doubts, but it's happening, folks. It's on. Welcome to Nightlight. Great to have you here on this Wednesday night in the beautiful state of Wisconsin, where there is a, oh, man, it hurts to say this, a winter storm warning. Is it a watch or a warning?
Excuse me?
Yeah.
This is the first I've heard of this.
Seriously? Dude, get your shorts ready.
I actually have like snow pants shorts. I have snow pants and I cut them.
That would not surprise me at all.
So I just have like, I have some pretty high rise boots too. So it's just the knees showing.
Are they moon boots? No, seriously, it's supposed to like, I want to say about midnight, no, 1 a.m. snow. Even though it's not supposed to be 32 degrees, we're looking at snow 1 a.m. and then it turns to rain at 4 a.m. It's going to be a mess.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun.
And then, you know, it's bad wind, and then it calms down about 2 o'clock, where it's overcast in 43. But you know what? Okay, we can handle that. We're Wisconsinites, right? What are we doing here? Bring it. I'm excited. I'm going to have to leave probably at about 3 o'clock to maneuver around all the pinheads on 41. My gosh, it was a freak show tonight. People in the left lane, people crossing the highway, barely giving themselves enough time. One guy, all right, answer me this. When you pull onto the highway, when you're in like in the middle and you're turning on to the highway, you're supposed to turn into the left lane, correct?
Yeah, you're not supposed to stay in that right lane when someone's trying to merge onto it, because that can be an accident.
But my point is, if you're turning right onto the highway, you're supposed to turn into the right lane. If you're turning from the middle, you turn into the left lane, correct? Yeah. This guy goes all the way over into the right lane, and I almost hit him. And I'm like, you know, laying on the horn, flashing the lights. What am I supposed to do? I'm trying to tell him, hey, I'm going into the left lane. Don't panic and go into the left lane now. You're obviously a moron. Very scary. I might have to move to Green Bay.
Did
I
you
can't
see his plates?
Nah.
It wasn't a fib?
No. Born and bred Wisconsinite, I assume. And now I'm basing this on the car. He looked like he just pulled off one of the county roads and just probably didn't know what he was doing. And I gave him the look. I gave him the quick look like, who am I? Should I feel guilty beeping at an old woman? Nope. Young guy. Burly dude. Big beard. Doesn't know what he's doing, though. I mean, that's dangerous.
It is.
So I gotta
that is really dangerous.
I gotta get Christy on the blower. Let's see what we do here. I might need a Mino apartment here in it's so nerve wracking. And I wasn't even going that fast. I'm like, what is this guy doing? All right, enough. Let's make it positive. This is a week of positivity. I heard Todd Alba's promo about mindfulness. And do you meditate, Conrad?
I can't say I do.
Yeah, you're not at that age yet. Things don't tick you off probably yet.
No, I'd say I get ticked off about the bad drivers too.
Yeah. But you don't really, I mean, you're coming from the city here, right? You don't really experience
that. Mean, I did have one encounter a couple days ago where you could have went through the yellow.
Okay.
It was a student driver who saw the yellow and hit the brakes like no tomorrow.
Ooh, and you were behind him?
Yeah, and I honked, and then I went past, and I was a student driver. Kind of made me feel a little bad.
You probably scared the living daylights out of him. Was there there had to be a person in the car, right? An instructor?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You know, I felt bad because that happened to me once, actually, when I was student driving. I was on my test, okay? And the one thing I forgot about when I was doing it was that you can turn on red when you're going right, you know? And I just stayed in that lane. Nothing going on. No cars coming. And the person behind me honked. And I just see the guy go, well, all right, let me write that down.
Wait, because you were blocking the right lane, preventing someone from turning that was behind you?
Because I was turning too, but I just forgot that you could turn.
Oh, so you're waiting for it to be green. Yeah. Okay, good. Oh, that's not so unforgettable. I mean, come on. You probably should have known better, but.
Yeah, that's the one thing I forgot.
That's not so terrible. hey, this is going to be fun, folks. We have a really fun show for you guys tonight. Tim Sowers is here from the Overture Center in Madison. Tim is the Chief Artistic Experiences Officer, and he will be here to tell us what's coming up. This is a great time of the year, too, to see live theater. Whether you're here in Green Bay and you want to go down to the Meyer and see Let Me Be Frank, Frank Herman's Christmas show, whether you're in Madison to the Overture, or Milwaukee, the Riverside, or the Pabst, there's so many great shows around this time of year. I remember going to see A Christmas Carol. I think I saw that twice in Milwaukee. I want to say it was at the Pabst, but I can't remember. It was so long ago. But the Overture Center, just a beautiful facility in Madison. Tim is going to tell us what's happening there through the season here for the next 6 weeks and give you an opportunity to really check out something great and spread your Christmas cheer. It's a great way to ring in the holidays. And so much so that I am not a huge fan of ballet. I appreciate it as an art form. I think they're incredible, almost athletes, what they can do. It's really amazing. But I can watch that for about 15 minutes and go, okay, I get it. I appreciate it. I don't need to see more. However, when it's set to the music of the Nutcracker, it is an absolute phenomenon. And I would probably go. I told my wife maybe we would take our daughter down to the Overture Center this year and see the Nutcracker, which is playing, and we'll talk to Tim about that. I've seen that twice, once in Chicago and once in Milwaukee, and it's unbelievable. And it holds my attention, and I'm not even a huge ballet fan. That's what a spectacle the Nutcracker is. So if you haven't seen it and you live in the Madison area, I would highly recommend checking it out. But we'll talk to Tim about that at 6:30, and he'll tell us what else is coming up there. Filmmaker Jared Crooks joins the show at 7:20. Jared was on the show I host on PBS called Director's Cut, he and a friend of his, and he got PBS agree to help them shoot a scene for their movie, and I played someone interviewing them, and they get in an argument on the set. I don't know whatever happened to the film. I never saw it, so I'm going to have an opportunity to ask Jared. That was a very low-budget movie, but he's got a new one out. It actually came out about a year ago. It's called The Big Gift, and it looks really cool. The trailer, Conrad, remember the Red One trailer?
Yeah.
You know, like it or not, it is a big studio trailer. It had all the effects, all the music. This Jared's trailer for The Big Gift was every bit as good as the trailer for Red One. I have not seen either movie, but I was really impressed with the trailer he was able to make for this film. And it looks like there's some really funny stuff in it. So you might have another recommendation coming your way tonight from the indie world, a Christmas film. And I'm always up for seeing a new cool Christmas film. So we'll talk to Jared at 7:20 and introduce him to all of you. He's a talented guy and mostly an actor. I didn't even know he was a director, but he directed this film. So we'll talk to him about that. And tonight, what else do we have going on, Conrad? We got our question of the night.
Yes.
Are we ready? Are we ready to launch the question?
We definitely could.
Okay. Let's do it. Tonight, this week is when A Christmas Story dropped, launched, was released, whatever the terminology. It was in the 80s, right? I want to say it was Christmas Story. We wrote this on the sheet. Where is that? It's not there anymore. The 80s, right?
Yes, it was the 80s.
So it's been a while. I thought the movie was fine. I didn't dislike it. I was not expecting it to become America's Christmas movie and the classic that it is. So I agree it's a nice movie, but I think it's overhyped. So the question of the night, Conrad, are you ready?
Yes.
Let's roll it.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is a popular Christmas or holiday movie you just don't get or you think is overrated? That's tonight's question. What is a popular holiday or Christmas movie that you think is overrated or that you just don't get? No judgment. I just admitted, for me, it's A Christmas Story. I think it's fine, but I don't put it up there with It's a Wonderful Life or Home Alone or even Christmas Vacation or Miracle on 34th Street. I just don't do it. But that's me. Please feel free to share your thoughts with us at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Or you can text us on the app, very easy to use. Nightlight is on the entire network statewide, so all you have to do is tap the little text icon next to your favorite radio station, your hometown radio station, whatever it is on the Civic Media Network. And we will read your text on the radio. It's always more fun when you guys participate, and we'll see what we get from that question of the night. You loved A Christmas Story.
Yeah, it goes back to, I think that's one of my dad's favorite Christmas flick. So I've seen it about a billion times.
So let me ask you this. Is it the memory of watching it with your dad or family that's so special, or is it a great movie?
I think it's also a memories of watching it with my parents, but also I just think it's really funny, and it, no matter what age you are, you can enjoy it.
Yeah.
Cause I enjoyed it when I was young. I enjoy it now. I always watch it every single year. It's one of the movies I go to.
I know I'm in the minority, and again, I don't dislike the movie, but we have a couple clips we'll play from A Christmas Story. Cause I know most of you are probably big fans of the film, but feel free to share whatever Christmas film you think is overrated or that you just don't quite get or think it should be a classic. I think that's a fair question.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, and what else do I want to talk about? Snoozing. I had a worker coming over this morning, and he's kind of a friend, and he's like, yeah, I'll come by on Wednesday. And he always comes in the morning, so I'm like, happy to get him. I need something done. So I didn't want to pester him over time, but I couldn't really sleep because I knew I had to get up. So I set my alarm just in case I overslept. And then I woke. Do you snooze?
Yes, I definitely
like
do.
Regularly or just, it's so hard. I can't get back to sleep once I'm up.
I usually set my alarm earlier than I want to get up. So I set two, one earlier. So it wakes me up originally. And if I accidentally fall back asleep, I have another alarm in 30 minutes that wakes me up again.
You're trying to fool yourself. All right. This is Nightlight with Peach Bob. It's so great to have you with us, folks, on this Wednesday night. We're going to read some texts when we come back, and we're going to hear a clip from Conrad's favorite Christmas movie, A Christmas Movie. Oh, A Christmas Story. A Christmas Story, right? Yeah, there we go. All right, that's all coming up on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Eric from Lodi says, my favorite version of the Nutcracker is in the movie Top Secret. That's so great. Have you seen Top Secret?
Who's in that?
That's a Zucker Brothers film. Val Kilmer and the woman he ended up marrying, Joanne Wally Kilmer, I think is her name, plays the female lead. But they go to see the Nutcracker, and all the dancers have these ridiculously huge crotches. And the dancers are running on their bulges. It's so funny. Like, they're using their packages to support the dancer. And she's like, you just have to see it. It's classic Zucker Brothers.
I'll have to watch that.
It's worth a watch. Sounds just funny. For that scene alone. It is very funny. Thank you, Eric, for that. Sherry says, good evening, Pete and Conrad. Good evening, Sherry. I hope you're doing well tonight. She says, never fond and totally amazed. Oh, Christmas Story. Loved White Christmas. So I don't know what Sherry means there. She's not fond of A Christmas Story. White Christmas is great. That's a great classic. Michaela from West Bend. Love Actually. Yes, we were just talking about that last night. So she thinks Love Actually is overrated. And I think Sherry says Christmas Story is too. But Eric also says Charlie Brown Christmas, overrated. See, I disagree there. I love Charlie Brown. And again, probably just because it reminds me of my childhood. And I remember watching it religiously every year when it was on. I think it was on CBS. And it was just a tradition. I couldn't tell you honestly, Eric, if I thought it was a beautiful piece of art, but I thought it was sweet. And I haven't seen it probably in 10 years. I should probably watch it again. Give it a rewatch. Steve from Florida says, come on, Pete, A Christmas Story is one of the greatest original Christmas movies of all time. When Ralphie gets his Red Ryder air rifle, always brings tears to my eyes. Your dad cries when a young boy gets a firearm.
Well, he's going to shoot his eye out.
Listen, I know, Steve, I know I'm in the minority. I'm just telling you how it is, buddy, with me. But again, you know what? In fairness, I should watch it again to see if I feel differently about it, but I've probably seen it 3 or 4 times. And I know my sister lived in Cleveland for a long time, still does. And she said that people kind of flipped there because it was filmed in Cleveland. Anna says, hi, Pete and Conrad. I'm not a fan of Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas. Yeah, I could take or leave that as well, Anna. I'm with you on that one. Not a huge Tim Burton fan, to be honest. Annie from Watertown says, watched A Christmas Story at in-laws in Milwaukee. The first airing, 1983, I think that...
That's right.
Yeah, that sounds about right. She says, loved it. Very different. Plus Darren McGavin. Darren McGavin is great. Had to search pre-web and got it. Introduced it to my family the next year. Well, that's a great Christmas memory right there. Perhaps the nonstop play soon to follow on WGN was just too much. Yes, I do remember that. There was like a network, and maybe it was WGN that played it like on a loop. Do you remember that? Were you aware of that?
No, I was
that
not.
That could be part of why I was just like, oh my gosh, really? I kind of forgot about that. Thank you, Annie. Sherry says, don't like it. She doesn't like A Christmas Story. Okay. Steve continues, Conrad's dad, one Christmas movie I don't get is The Polar Express. Yeah, okay. I'm kind of with you there, Steve. I think showing it to my kids when they were younger, I loved that. So I have that great memory of that film. But it's kind of weird. Like the animation, I think it's Pixar. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't love it. I don't hate it, but I could go with that one too.
The Santa in the Polar Express always like kind of freaked me out. I don't know why.
A lot of the characters freaked me out in that. It's just kind of like, really?
So it's supposed to be like his dream. That was his dream of the night, right?
Yeah. I think so. But there were some fun scenes when they're on the train and they're all dancing and the hot chocolate and that kind of stuff. But I don't disagree with that. So we have a clip from Christmas Story, right? What you got for us?
Well, we could do a shorter clip if you want in this one, do a different one.
Let's do that. We can do another one later.
This is when the dad gets a package in the mail.
Okay. This is from A Christmas Story.
It is here.
Parker?
Yeah, yeah.
Sign here.
Yeah. Well, what is it?
I don't know.
Bring it in, huh?
Okay, boys. Haul that on in, sir. Move the chills.
Yeah, bring it right on in. Right here. Bring it ahead. Straight ahead.
A little more.
That's it. Yeah. Thanks a lot, guys. Merry Christmas.
Get the cool boy in the hammer, Ralphie.
Fragile. That must be Italian.
Well, I think that says fragile, honey.
Oh, yeah.
He just bails right away.
And if you haven't seen it, he gets a leg lamp.
Who hasn't seen that? I mean, even people who haven't seen the movie, I think, are like, oh, yeah, the leg lamp.
And fun fact, my dad actually has a leg lamp in his office.
Oh, man. What do you think about that, Steve? Conrad's outing you on the show. I think the idea that the leg lamp became merch associated with the film kind of cracks me up.
Yes.
Like, that doesn't happen very often. Like, there's nothing from, Home Alone that's like merch, Do you consider Planes, Trains, and Automobiles Christmas? I mean, I know it's more of a Thanksgiving, but it is just a great holiday film, I think.
Yeah. So I don't know if we're just going the Christmas route right now with movies, but the movies I don't get are why they'd make 2 more Home Alone films after 1 and 2.
I know.
Those are
why make 2 though? Why even make the second one?
I like it.
Did you?
I mean, it's not the first movie I go to, but I'll watch it. But the third and the fourth one are probably the worst cinema I've seen.
Okay.
Yeah, it's bad.
So you didn't give me a movie, though, that you think is overrated.
Oh, I was going to say The Godfather of Green Bay.
Just to put this out there, we will be looking for a new producer on Nightlight very soon. Here's the thing, Conrad. I could treat you like a heckler right now, and you would leave the studio crying. But I'm not going to do that. You know why? Because I'm a mature adult.
I'm kidding.
And The Godfather of Green Bay. It's a fall movie.
I watched it, and I liked the movie.
Thank you.
The one movie, though, I will say, though, is Inception. I didn't really get it. I didn't like it, per se.
Are you calling that a Christmas movie?
This is just the movies.
Oh, well, the question, was I not clear? It's a Christmas movie.
Oh, okay. We are, okay. I guess I got a little confused.
Yeah.
But I was going to, it's Home Alone 3 and 4 then for me.
Home Alone 3 and 4. Okay, fair enough. From the 608. Where am I got lost here? From the 608. Two considered classics, but they bored me for Christmas classics. White Christmas with Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye, and The Bishop's Wife with Cary Grant. And that was Judy from Lodi. Thank you, Judy. Say hello to Eric in Lodi for us. We got more of your text to read. But coming up next is Tim Sowers from the Overture Center in Madison. We'll talk to Tim about what's coming up at their awesome facility. That's next on Nightlight after award-winning news. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Our fact checker, Eric from the 608 from Lodi, says to correct, the Polar Express was not made by Pixar. I mean, okay. Who cares? It's Pixar-esque, Eric. You gonna play lawyer ball with me? I'm sure he's right. It just had that kind of animation. He says also Val Kilmer met his future ex-wife on the set of Willow, not Top Secret. This guy's an encyclopedia. Thank you, Eric, for the correct information. Chris Casper says, I have that lamp, referring to the leg lamp from A Christmas Story. He says, my daughter got it for me for Christmas about 5 years ago because I love that movie. Best daughter ever. And that lighting isn't too shabby either, Chris. Very nice. That's Chris Casper, Civic Media's own engineering whiz. Thank you for... keep those texts coming, folks. What is a Christmas movie you feel is overrated or that you just don't get? For me, it's A Christmas Story. Like it, but don't understand how people rave about it. It's just a nice movie to me. Conrad said, what did you say?
Home Alone 3 and 4.
Home Alone 3 and 4. That's low-hanging fruit, but yeah, I accept that. Let's see what our next guest thinks. My next guest is kind of a frequent flyer here at Nightlight. He is the Chief Artistic Experiences Director at the Overture Center in Madison, right there on beautiful State Street. He's opinionated. I love what he watches, and I love how we talk about it. And let's bring him into the show now, Tim Sowers. Tim, do you have a Christmas movie or holiday film that you think is overrated?
Most of them. Like, I don't know, like... I don't know. The way that they play them now on TV, where like it's Home Alone every hour on the hour for the next 24 hours, you can watch it over and over and over. I go with Home Alone as an overrated Christmas
movie. I think a lot
movie.
Of people do that as well. I think they just
I think
sit
it's
there.
Because, well, when I heard your conversations about, you know, 3 and 4, it's like the first one was fun.
Yeah.
You don't need to make another one.
Exactly.
And when they, it's true. I think that Hollywood does this so much. It's like they do sequel, 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 and then it just waters down the original.
Exactly. And then right. 10 years later, they remake something that they've already done. I mean, they're kind of officially out of ideas sometimes.
Or they turn it into a Broadway musical.
There you go.
That one hasn't been. I'm surprised, actually, that they haven't done Home Alone. Like they've done, It's a Wonderful Life is a Broadway musical. A Christmas Story is a Broadway musical. The Grinch is Elf. Elf is currently in New York right now, just open for the holidays.
Oh yeah,
as a Broadway musical.
I even with Home Alone, Tim, I feel like I like it, you know, and it's part of our, you know, my kids grew up watching it. But the first hour of it is kind of like it. All of it is prologue or setup till that last 20 minutes, which is laugh out loud funny.
I agree.
Yeah. I kind of thought
I agree.
I kind of
I like a lot of the old ones, though. I like a lot of the old ones.
Do you have a favorite overall holiday or Christmas movie?
Yes, and you tell me the name of it. It was Kevin Spacey. What was the name of this movie? It was Kevin Spacey, Judy Davis, and it takes place at Christmas time, and this family is being held hostage.
The Negotiator.
No.
No? Judy Davis.
I'm looking up right now.
Yeah.
You know who Judy Davis is,
I do,
right?
Yeah.
She's the Ref. It's called The Ref.
Oh, with Dennis Leary.
Yes.
Okay.
That is one of the funniest movies because they just all go at each other. Oh, and that's what the holidays do.
And that's it's funny because it's true. It's I have funny to, it's true. You know what? I have to be honest. I boycotted that film because of Dennis Leary. But enough time has gone by, so I think I will check it out.
Watch it this holiday, and we'll talk about it next time.
Yeah, I will do that. I kind of forgot that was even a holiday film. That's a great recommendation, actually. So
it's hilarious. I thought it was hilarious.
All right, very good. Well, cool. Yeah. Hey, it's good to talk to you. What's going? You have a big event coming up this weekend. The saxophone player. I had my website open here.
Yeah, it's we do this really cool. It's called our Up Close series. Ben Wendell and Taylor.
That's it.
I can't remember his last name. So what we do is it's like they're emerging artists. So we have in Capitol Theater, all the audience sits on the stage, and we have a bar there, and there's refreshments, and then we have a build a stage in the house. So the audience is looking out onto the house, and the artists are looking onto the stage. So it's this very intimate up close with the artists.
Oh, I love that.
It's very cool. And then the day before, which is tomorrow, tomorrow's Thursday.
Yeah.
We have Alicia Humphries, and we have a cabaret series that we do the same thing with, except the audience has dinner. Like these Broadway performers come in and do these amazing, intimate, close performances. And beautiful.
That
beautiful.
Is great. Wait, can you tell us, for those of us, I have not been to an actual show other than the Wisconsin Film Festival probably 5 years ago at the Overture. It's been a while, and I think you guys have done a lot. Can you talk a little bit about, to the listeners, your different spaces that you guys have there in the different theaters?
Yeah. This year is we're celebrating our 20th anniversary, so it's been 20 years.
Wow.
We have an old historic theater that was built in 1928 called the Capitol Theater, and it seats 1,100. And it originally was 2,200. And when they renovated the theater down to 1,100, and then they built the whole complex around it. So it's kind of like the rooting gem. It's beautiful, old, historic.
Nice.
And then we have Overture Hall, which is 2,200 seats. We have a playhouse, which is 350 seats. We have a adaptable black box that goes up to 188 seats. And we have a rotunda that sits out. It can go 350 to 400 people that's out in the open in the building. It's a beautiful place. I just celebrated my 16th anniversary there. I moved here from Chicago. And when I was actually asked to come and interview for a job, and at the time I came in as the director of education and engagement, and who would be my supervisor said, I really want you to bring your work here. We really need you up, whatever. And I said, I'll come and interview, but I'm not moving to Madison, Wisconsin. Here I am. I walked into the building and I had visions of it and in it. And I was like, wow, this is an amazing facility for, you know. And at the time, I thought that the building was too big for the community, but now we're packed all the time, right? Oh. And Madison has grown a lot. And we draw from 9 counties, so we get a lot of people coming in for shows.
It's so unassuming, too. I mean, it's right there on the corner. I don't think people realize how big it is. But it's just this great, and it's funny you say that because when I did stand up in the 90s, I was based out of Chicago, and I couldn't wait to go to Madison. Every time I got booked there, I'm like, how can I find a way to live here? Like, I just loved it, you know?
It really is a great, it's a great little gem here in Madison and Wisconsin. And so I'm here forever now, probably.
Good for you. Hey, you could do a lot worse.
I know.
And they're lucky to have you.
That's great. That's so true.
So before we jump into some holiday stuff here and some of the things you have going on, I just saw on your website earlier, I got really excited because when you were talking about the Capitol Theater, I know that's where you do Duck Soup Cinema.
Yeah,
and I thought, at first I thought it was a Marx Brothers showing and I got very excited, but it's really this cool thing curated by James, help me say his last name. I know him, but I never know how to pronounce his last name. Creel?
What, I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
It says Duck Soup Cinema Curator, and it's on your website. Have you not met James?
No, he's new with us.
Oh, he is. Okay.
Someone on my team programs the whole Duck Soup Cinema series.
Okay.
It's still very popular.
It looks fantastic. A lot of cool old films.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
Oh,
I love the name of it, Duck Soup Cinema. Well, James is a great guy if you do bump into him there in the halls at the Overture Center.
Yeah, I don't know him. Sorry. Isn't that terrible?
No.
It's not terrible.
There's no judging.
But it's terrible.
You've got a lot of responsibility.
No, I'm judging myself.
You're the chief artistic. He's not.
And co-CEO.
Oh, wow. Nice. Is that
so
new to
one of the things that, well... coming out of COVID, really. So we started to kind of use the title. So we don't have a CEO. We have a shared leadership model.
Okay.
So there's five of us that run the organization. And then we each run our perspective areas. So I'm one of the leaders for the whole organization. And then I run all the programming.
Oh, so very nice. I know.
It's a really cool model and it works really well. And, you know.
God, I'd kill to be a CEO. Can you get me in?
Yeah,
right.
Come on over.
I'll show up, shake a few hands. okay, so you have the Nutcracker starting in just a couple weeks, I think, right? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the Nutcracker, it starts like mid-December, December 13th, and Madison Ballet is producing it, and it's a perennial favorite in our building, and it runs for... 2 to 3 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And very popular.
I was talking a little bit at the beginning of the show, and this is what I think of the Nutcracker. I wouldn't sit down and watch 2 hours of ballet probably ever. Like, I appreciate it as an art form. I can watch it for 15 minutes and go, that's incredible what they do.
Yeah.
But what is it about the Nutcracker? I've seen that two or three times, at least twice live. And I'm captivated for 2 hours. Like, it's such
a
spectacle.
It has and it's a spectacle, and it has just that warm holiday feeling. And everybody has grown up with it.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a lot of locals that are in the cast. And, you know, so it's a big family gathering place. And it's like generation after generation in Madison of people who have been in the show. And I don't know, when I was a kid... I was mesmerized by there was a TV version of that that used to play every year. And it was, you know, I don't know. It gives you that excitement, right?
Yeah, for
sure. The whole excitement of the holidays and you know, people love it.
Yeah.
Right?
Are there,
you know,
go ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead. No, I'm done.
I was just going to say, are there still tickets available? I would imagine those go
absolutely.
Pretty quick. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
And
you know, and the other show we have in a lot is the Christmas Carol, right? Like, everybody loves a Christmas Carol, and
right.
That's at Overture every holiday too. By
Do you
the
have
children's
the,
theater?
Is that this year? Oh, okay. I was looking for that to see if you guys had that on the website.
Yeah, every year that opens week after next.
Okay,
that runs for almost a month.
Yeah,
that's in the Capitol, so it's fun having that in the Capitol Theater.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
During the time.
Tell us about, you have another winter show, Winter Fantasia.
Yes, that is Canopy Dance. They're one of our resident companies, and they do their season in what is Promenade Hall. And it's just, you know, a dance piece, right? That they they kind of do it every year or something like it. And this year they're reimagining what they usually do for their winter Fantasia.
Now, is
so it's a cool, it's cool. They're like, they do kind of hip, kind of different kind of work, not necessarily classical, like the ballet or, right.
They have is there dialogue? Feel to them. Or is it mostly dance?
It's mostly dance.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So where, if people wanted to see any one of these Christmas shows, just go to
Overture.org.
Nice. And tell them Tim Sauer.
Click the tickets and go down the list.
Buy them all.
No, it's true. It's like, buy them all. Yeah. And we, you know, we have our Broadway season is finally kicking off during the holiday.
Yeah, I saw that.
So we have Anne Juliet coming in next week during Thanksgiving week, and away we go.
That's so cool. All right. Well, let's pick up there when we come back. We'll have a couple more minutes with Tim. We're going to do a very short break. And I want to ask, obviously, I'm going to ask you what you're watching, Tim. And I can't wait to get your opinion on what you think about the theater version, the cinema version of Wicked. So we'll talk about that next with Tim Sauers. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
What is a Christmas or holiday film you think is overrated or that you just don't get? Let us know, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, and we will read your text on the radio. We've got some good ones so far, and we will keep fielding texts as the show goes on. Jared Crooks, independent filmmaker, is coming up at 7:20 to talk about his film, The Big Gift. Right now, we have a few more minutes with one of our favorites. Tim Sauers is here talking about what is taking place at the Overture Center this holiday season. Tim, before we move on, is there anything else holiday-wise or Christmas-wise that people need to be aware of at the Overture this year?
Yeah, there's a couple things. The Madison Symphony does their annual Christmas in December 6th through 8th. And we also have another show that has become a staple called All Is Calm. And it's about, takes place in 1914. And it's on the Western Front during Christmas. It's during the war. It's a beautiful show. It's a beautiful little musical. We've been doing it now. It's by Four Seasons Theaters presenting it. And we've been having that in the building now. I don't, can't remember how many years now. Oh, everybody loves their tradition. Like everything that we have is a tradition. Right?
Yeah. That's excellent. Okay, so let's talk Wicked, Tim. You have the show is, you have Wicked coming in, right? Maybe
yeah,
next
summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So will you, well,
I'm
will
curious
you see the film?
To see it. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
When will I see the film? I don't really know. But it's not one I want to rush out to see.
Yeah.
You know, Rotten Tomatoes are great on it. People are loving it.
Yeah.
But everybody loves Wicked. I mean, Wicked is crazy. The trailer looks good, right?
Yeah.
And this is only part one because they're going to bring out the second one. Comes out next year, I think.
Next year, yeah. And that's weird because the second one is going to have original music in it. And I'm like, well, how does that work? Like this one.
Some of them do that when they turn the musical into a movie or back and forth. Well, they'll add something I think it's to entice people to see it.
Sure.
Or, you know, like a show Wicked, it was been around for ever.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're like, you know, when you're watching a show, sometimes you're like, oh, we should have had a song there, or yeah, maybe we should have cut that song, or, you know, they move. Sometimes musicals come to New York and they get there too fast. Right. And they're not right. necessarily fully developed. Like, I don't know if you have read anything about the Tammy Faye musical in New York.
Just a little bit. It's supposed to be hilarious. But,
no.
No?
It's terrible.
Oh, no.
I saw it last week. And I actually was there for opening night, which was pretty fun. But they just today announced they're closing in December.
Really? So yeah, that will not make it to the overture?
No. Okay. It was a mess. Elton John did the music to it. He was three rows in front of me, so that was kind of fun.
Oh, that's cool.
Right?
That's too bad.
Tammy Faye.
When you said it was a mess, I was waiting for a mascara joke there, but I knew what you meant. So what are you watching, Tim? What can you recommend? Are you binge watching anything? Did you tell me about Slow Horses last time you were here?
No.
Okay.
I want to watch it.
It's good.
I haven't. I started it one time and I watched the first couple episodes and I had nothing against it, but I just, for some reason, never went back.
Yeah.
I was in New York actually last week. I saw 8 shows and I haven't been binging much. I'm looking forward to Bad Sisters season 2. The first season was so much fun.
It's supposed to be great. I've heard a lot of good stuff.
She's smart, that Sharon Horgan, who put the show together. She's really, I love watching her. My guilty pleasure is Crime Scene Kitchen. Do you know Crime Scene Kitchen?
Is that a food show? Right.
Yes, they have I don't know how many sets of pears and they're going to bake something. But they have a crime scene. So they're given like 2 minutes to go in and look at all the clues and they have to figure out what was baked. And then they have to bake it. Right? It's a fun idea.
That's kind of fun, yeah.
But Joel McHale is the host.
Oh, okay.
And he's just so worth watching. Joel McHale, who knows nothing about baking, hosts a baking show. He's hilarious. I love him. He's one of my favorites.
Yeah, he's great.
He's hilarious.
That's funny. I'm not a food show guy. Conrad likes a good food show.
I'm watching the Great British Bake Off right now, too.
That's another big one.
That's a good one. Did you watch Wolf's? George Clooney, Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
That was cute.
I liked it. I didn't love it, but I liked it last time. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't love it either, but I liked it.
Yeah, no, I was pleasantly surprised because when they just kicked it to streaming, I was like, oh, or maybe it did a limited run first. I can't remember, but I did not have high hopes. So I went into it with that in mind and yeah, I enjoyed it. Yeah.
I'm a huge Brad Pitt. Well, George Clooney's coming to Broadway this year. I mean, he's going to make his Broadway debut.
Oh, yeah.
They turned that movie where he plays Edward R. Murrow, Good Night and Good Luck.
Good Night and Good Luck, yeah.
They turned it into a stage show. So that's debuting in New York in the spring. So I'll see him in that.
I'm going to wait for the Madison run for that one. I hope it gets there. You got to get it, Tim.
That was a good movie. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. Great movie. Great story, too.
And, you know, you got to like Edward R. Murrow and the line of business that you're in.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't equate myself to the gentleman, but yeah, I'm a fan. He's good people.
Right.
Hey, buddy, this was fun.
Radio.
As always.
Yeah, always a pleasure.
And we are thinking about coming down to see the Nutcracker. So if we do, I'll reach out. I'll email you. I'd love to shake your hand or say hello afterwards or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
It'd be fun. All right.
Absolutely.
Have great holidays, Tim. Thanks so much.
Yeah, you too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's Tim Sowers, the chief artistic director. And we just found out co-CEO for the Overture Center in Madison. Very cool stuff. Jared Crook's coming up at 7:20 to talk about his Christmas film, The Big Gift. And we're going to talk a little more. I'm going to read some texts. We're going to talk a little more about this movie we call A Christmas Story when we come back. This is Pete Schwabba in Nightlight. Civic Media's award-winning news is next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.